Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker. Earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Marcus Mathan, and you can call in. I lay back and just listen to Marcus Mathan. So sit back and relax and watch Maven
break it down like this.
Broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services studio. Time for Middays with Marcus Mathan on 93.9 The Ville. Now here's Marcus Mathan and Steve Rummage.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Mathan. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. And I should repeat that number one more time. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 3831, 93.9 is the text line. I feel like today is a therapeutic Tuesday. A lot of conversation back and forth will be going on. I will try my best not to speak in a condescending nor lecturing tone. But good luck with that. Steve Rummage in the building. Nikki V in the booth.
It's good being in here, man. Another beautiful day. I'm a Heat guy, so this doesn't bother me. I tell people all the time on here. I say it on here. I say it everywhere. I never complain about the heat because I hate the cold. So, look, yesterday I was able to get out, jog around the neighborhood, go to the pool. You know, I'm like, listen.
I could use dirt, more direct sunlight.
Yeah, I mean,
if I'm going to get the heat, I might as well get the sun rays.
Sure.
So if I were going to try to join the complaining squad,
yeah,
that's all. That's the
well, my thing is, and again, this is just Steve Rummage centric. The things I enjoy doing, I just can't do when it's cold. Like when it's cold, you get what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Like other people may go, well, yeah, but things I like doing, I can do it. Okay, cool, I can't. So I prefer heat.
I will say, with sun, I just want to get my money's worth.
I mean, I don't love it 100 degrees. I mean, like, you know, don't get me wrong, but I'm not going to complain about it.
I will say this, Steve. I had a moment. And, okay, what I've been working on lately, okay?
Okay.
You know, projects, Steve. Sometimes you want to make yourself sit down and do some research on something. Do some, you know, just do some self-improvement projects. You know, just little things you say, hey, I need to add this to my life, mm-hmm. my repertoire. You know, and then, you know, you start doing it, Steve, and then you might you might hit a little frustrating moment. And then before you know it, it's easy to just stop and do something else. You get that little build of anxiety on when you find a little hurdle in this new project you're starting. And, you know, it's kind of... That quick anxiety / panic / frustration thing, I'm trying to find that area and address it as often as possible. Like, I hate opening unexpected mail, right? Okay, like my car company, right? They're always sending, hey, either life insurance or some extra benefit program, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they always put this red stamp that says time sensitive, you know? And when I get mail that says time sensitive, you know, or it looks any way different from my normal mail, I'm like, oh my God, they're like, what's this? You know what I'm saying? Like, I just get that, not a huge deal, but I just get that little anxiety burst, you know? And I'm trying to be better about addressing those small anxiety bursts. You know what I'm saying? Like, what have I missed? You know, like, especially because I don't check my paper mail very often.
Sure.
But, you know, like I said, agree. It's just little anxiety hits like that I'm working on. So, which brings us all the way back to here. I kind of lost my train of thought.
Somebody said y'all pray for the tradesmen out here.
Oh, man.
That's a fact, man.
Yeah, the Twitter.
That's a fact, man. I very much appreciate y'all out here working.
Quick hit of anxiety. 7 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Air conditioning was cranking. It had been cranking about 2 hours. I went to another room. Didn't quite feel that cool. Marcus, it's 7 o'clock. There will be no maintenance. It's hot.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to make it through the night in any kind of comfort.
Ugh.
If your air condition goes out, and I had this burst of anxiety right then and there. I had already envisioned myself miserable.
See, and that's funny. I say about the heat, and then ironically, when you walk into our house, we got the little two-way thing or whatever where it's like, well, I don't know what it does really, but it's like we got it set to 65 and 67. So it gets no colder than 65, no hotter than 67, you know. So we just keep it right in that. So, I mean, it's like we keep it kind of chilly in the house, but
Steve, if my air went out, I was not going to be a happy camper.
Yeah.
And like I said, I was just like, okay, Marcus, calm down.
And box fans. We have box fans in every room.
See, yesterday, probably, if I had one,
yeah,
I would have been maybe a tad less panicked. You know, and of course, you can go to the store and get one. It was just that couple of moments like, I really hope my air condition hasn't went out.
Yep.
But yeah, it didn't go out. But just remember, temperature control is one of the most valuable resources one could have. And I'll talk about that a little later on. So, Steve.
Yep.
Yesterday, We talked. We had conversation. None of yesterday was productive on this radio show, was it? Talking about guards?
Not really. Not really. Not really. Yeah.
Mickey, Steve and I usually feel like we're doing the Lord's work when it comes to bringing perspective, you know, to this fan base.
I made a nice promo for you guys. I thought there was some good stuff there.
Listen. Your promo didn't work either. I don't even know if it did, but I'm just going to lump you in with how Steve and I both felt when we woke up this morning.
Fair enough. Does it have anything to do with Imani Bates?
Yes and no.
Okay.
Like, I had no problem saying, okay, this is what I said. I said, Imani Bates will be a great surprise addition. We can assume we're going to get Imani Bates, or we can say, you know, hey, this is my squad. This is my first year coaching squad and coaching staff and all that good stuff. You know, either way it goes, you know.
Well, I mean, I've been operating under the assumption we were getting him.
Right, right.
Because everybody under the sun was saying that was the case. Now it's not looking like that may be the case, you know.
Okay, what exactly is the report that changes? Is it the one guy who changes crystal ball?
Or? Yeah, I mean, you got the top 247 guy, you know, that's usually hit.
I haven't heard like the exact.
Yeah, no. He usually hits pretty well. Mm-hmm. Travis Branham had moved it from Louisville to undecided. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, there's usually a lot to that. That's why it was such a big deal when he crystal balled DJ Wagner to Louisville.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, whoa.
Yeah, and yeah. I'm literally letting you educate me on this.
Yeah,
one.
No, it's not just another crystal ball with him.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like, oh, okay. That's a pretty big deal. Like, he's kind of the I can't believe I'm saying our era, but like Evan Daniels.
Okay.
Like, when Evan Daniels would say, yeah, this is probably how it's going to happen. You know, I remember being in high school and stuff, you're like, yeah, that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, that's the guy.
Branham's kind of like that with 247. So, mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, it's pretty notable that he says, not so sure about now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yesterday, we had the conversation. Steve Rummage is on record saying, hey, I fall squarely under the camp of, hey, just pay him. Right? Marcus falls squarely under the camp of, you have to do it your own way. You know what I'm saying? Because if you don't do it your own way, you're not going to be able to stick to your course.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Which, without taking away from anybody's expertise, my expertise of the psychology of the college, of the top tier Division I college basketball life. I have always said it does not matter who's in the locker room if they're not good teammates to each other or not bought into the coach. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I could tell you that Damian Dantzler was better than Deion Edwards.
Yeah.
But the team that was bought in that year,
mm-hmm,
with Reese and Deion, you know, was a more bought in team than Damian Dantzler and, you know, somebody else. Like, I literally would take any of those teams as the most talented teams in our conference outside of Cincinnati's Kenyon Martin squads.
Yeah.
I'm like, we're the second most talented roster every year in my thing. Mm-hmm. The difference between the teams, who played together, who locked in, who believed in their systems.
Mm-hmm.
Talent was, there's talent everywhere.
Sure.
So, when you talk about the talent you need to win games and the rosters you have, I don't want to sound so, okay, put it this way. I don't want to sound so smart that I sound dumb. Like, oh, hey, we don't need a point guard. Okay, of course you want to have people that can break down people, you know, from without the system.
Absolutely.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why you recruited Tyrese Hunter. It's why you recruited Malachi Smith.
Right, right. Yeah. But, yeah, that's like another weapon in your, you know, Fortnite arsenal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah, okay, I can use this weapon. This is a mass spray gun, you know, versus a golden eye. Do you remember golden eye and you used to get your hands on that golden gun?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And all you did is ran around, yeah, and you made them count. Bang.
Yeah.
You just learn how to make them count. Bang. Right?
Absolutely.
But sometimes you get the rocket launcher.
Don't need to aim that well with that.
Right, right. I just got to get you in the general vicinity. But it takes some time to get there. You know, the flight time of the rocket launcher just takes some time. That golden gun, you turn the corner. Damn. One shot to the dome.
Right? I had the RCP-90, man. Come on.
Yeah, and now that guy just dropped all his guns because you popped them one time with the golden gun. My point to that is, there are a million different teams and a million ways to have a good team. And did you expect us to go from 12 wins to the favorite for the national championship? No, you didn't. No, you didn't.
No, but I think you were able to dream a little bit with some of the names that were out there.
Like, yes.
I don't want to say that, though, because, I mean, when you had a roster and you were like, man, they
get Bates
and Hunter, yeah, and Ed Malachi Smith, I mean, we were having those, yeah, conversations.
Right.
You know, and knowing how good of a recruiter Kenny Payne is, it's possible that happens.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, that's a top 10 team, you know.
But when we had the conversation, mm-hmm, about, hey, we might not get some of these dudes if they're just going crazy on NIL.
Well, yeah. I kind of said something yesterday on Twitter. I've done a lot better at not engaging a ton on Twitter
I haven't at all.
If I have a broad if I have a broad statement, I'll put it out there. You know what I'm saying? But not like just the every
Nikki, how much do you like blocking people?
I don't really do it. Well, I'm not sure I've ever actually blocked anybody on Twitter. But on the text line, it's somewhere between chubby and orgasmic.
Drew,
I just block people if they're hateful.
No, that's what I'm saying.
On Twitter, if you're just really hateful on Twitter, it's like
Drew said this morning, they had a conversation about, you know, blocking people or send them to spam folders. And then Drew said, if they block somebody, Andy will go back and unblock.
Yeah.
I was like, what? And they were talking about blocking people and, like I said, whatever moles are in the house, you know, that unblock. And then I'm struggling with when we got Kenny Payne, I'm not blocking anybody. Everybody's unblocked. Let's start over.
Right.
y'all ain't gonna stop till I start blocking again. Right? But I
unblocked. We had a jailbreak. I let everyone out. And now this is why we can't have nice things.
I feel like what did it say? The recidivism rates of some criminals are they're just 101%. You're going to violate again.
They only know how to be in the system.
Yes. Yes. What is called institutionalized. Yeah. We have some institutionalized texters.
Prison industrial complex.
Yes. Yes. Steve has identified institutionalized texters. You cannot function on the text line without creating a class A felony on the text line. Crumper.
I've only ever blocked one person truly on the text line. Only one that I can remember, and I honestly think this is the only person I've blocked. I've engaged with people and had MF-er battles, but the only person I've ever blocked was a guy that was sending a lot of pictures of the Red Rifle, and I ain't talking about Andy Dalton.
Right.
He was sending me some interesting photos, I was like, yeah, I'm going to have to block you. I'm not sure these are illegal.
Texter says, and this is kind of true in a way, and it's a blessing and a curse for me, but I just cannot stand the opposite end. Mm-hmm. Texter says, Steve, you're a hopeless romantic. You be jinxing us. And I'm like,
somebody did say that last night. I think that's coming from a midnight show.
And I'm like, I feel it because I am that. I go into a season and I listen.
It's not a jinx, though.
No, but here's my thing. I'm just not afraid. Like, the most annoying human being to me, I'm going to be honest with you. And I hope this is nobody out there.
No, I'm going to pick it. Listen, don't do it. Stop. Don't do it. Well, don't do it.
No,
I'm going to pick up the ball and run.
I know, but is guy who is like, well,
Jamie,
this phrase makes me want to pull my face out.
Steve, stop.
I have to.
I just called Nikki Jamie.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I was like, what?
Why did I call Nikki Jamie just now?
After I've met Jamie, I don't. I just let it go. Don't joke like that. Like, if you do it, just go past it.
Okay.
It was always funny until I actually met Jamie, and I was like, oh, dear God.
Jamie came in here. He had a purple, plum silk shirt.
He's everything a man wants to be.
His pants were immaculate.
You know, people always ask.
His fit pants to shirt to shoes were immaculate.
It's a joke in the Christian world especially, but like when you're like, can you imagine being Jesus' sibling? Like, you'd be like, you know what I'm saying? People, there was like a comedian was like, ball gets hit in the leg, Jesus just jogs out there and grabs it. You're like, wait a minute. Yeah, I can't live up to this.
Right.
Jamie's a close second.
Nikki's a close second.
No, I'm saying, be it.
You're much better than me. Everyone likes you better. And to top it all off, everyone thinks you're my older brother. I'm the older brother. Me.
Fredo.
But listen.
Okay, go back to it.
This phrase, if you want to make me hurt myself, and that would be funny to you, walk in front of me and say, well, if you expect disappointment, you can't be disappointed. I hate that guy or girl. I don't care. Or gender neutral. It doesn't matter. I hate you. If you expect disappointment, you're never disappointed. I'm like, you live a sucky life. And I'm sorry. I just can't do that. I just can't do the
he set me up.
Maybe if they just win 4 games this year, I'll be happy.
Listen.
Like, no. How can we be good?
Nikki, we've done radio together for a long time. I don't like counting the years that me and Steve have sat across. We went through a worldwide pandemic and continued to sit across from each other. I got germs from his wife's hospital during a worldwide pandemic. That's what we've been through together. He knew exactly when he went down this road. He knew it was going to... You know what? It's the scene from... The Town? When Ben Affleck goes to his boy and he says, listen... I need a favor from you. He said, I can't tell you what it is, and you can never ask me about it again, but we're going to hurt some people. And his buddy looks at him and says, what car are we driving? Okay?
The definition of ride or die.
Yeah, yeah. So Steve, when he started saying, "Marcus, I'm gonna hurt some people's feelings," he knew Marcus was gonna sit over here and say, "What car are we driving?" Lachlan McClain. I listened to Lachlan talk about Virginia for 4 years straight, Nikki. Lachlan, Kia Clark sucks. Jay Huff sucks. What's my guy, big time shot game winner?
Oh, God.
No. Diakite.
Yeah.
Diakite sucks. Hunter sucks. We talking about dudes that are going to the league, being first team, all rookie. Nikki, I listen. Shut up. Do not ever tag me in something Lachlan says. Never. And I like Lachlan as long as it didn't have anything to do with his sports opinions. I listened to him for years, y'all. Up and down the hallways. Virginia is number one, number two in the country. They're winning ACC championships. All I listened to was Lachlan.
Kia is not going to get it done. It's not going to get it done. Not going to get it done. Not going to get it done. Ah!
They win the championship. Guess who I'm watching parade their ass up and down these hallways?
Yeah, who's? Go who's?
Right?
Yeah.
His 4 years is hell. It's hell with that person for 4 years.
Oh, my gosh.
And they win the championship. Ethan Moore. I listen to Ethan. Lamar Jackson on his roster. And Jair.
They'll never get a chance to play. College game day, that's just so far-fetched. I mean, I listen to Ethan Moore. They can't do that. They're not going to have it. Bobby Petrino never get it. Heisman. Man, we won the Heisman. College game day, Florida State.
Andy Sweeney.
The Giants suck. The Giants suck.
Well, but to be fair, the Giants do suck. There's really not a...
To be fair.
There's really not a... There's really not
but
a turnaround to that.
What I'm saying
one.
Is, I listen to him. All you do is talk like the Giants have had good runs since I've been working with Andy Sweeney. You'd never know it. Look, that Saquon guy looks like he might be the goods.
It doesn't matter if he doesn't have a quarterback. And it's like,
the quarterback looks like he might be the goods, and the running back might. Well, the wide receiver, we won't get that on the market. And I'm just like, oh, God. Locke, Ethan, Sweeney, Jack Grossman. They get this new head coach. I don't know about this guy. I wouldn't do that. Okay. It's recruiting class instantly. He picks up this guy, and keeps this guy. I expect him to win at least 12 games, maybe. Oh, okay. Now they're in the tournament. Steve sat here and listened to me. They make a late season tournament, conference tournament run.
They don't have a shot.
They win. Oh, my God. Yeah. That night. Hey, yeah, Indiana.
But they're going to get killed tomorrow. So it's not even.
And I'm just like, golly. And I'm like, do you realize I just named four good local radio personalities that are all projecting this energy out to the public? That's just the first four that popped to my head. Okay? God help me! No, not help me. Help you all. Imagine if you liked ESPN Louisville as a conglomerate. And imagine if your sports personalities were being molded by these kind of attitudes. God help you. The sports gods help you all. Who we got on the phone? Softball dad Dustin, fire away, my man.
Well, I'm gonna bail you out. To Steve's point, if you press this, I've told you all this before. Hey, don't be offended, but prepare to be offended.
Absolutely.
Oh, by the way, Jamie's doing a hell of a job producing the show.
Thanks.
Yeah. Where did you, Steve? Did you say you were in a pool yesterday? Did I hear that right?
Yes.
Okay. You know we had a game last night, right?
No, I did, and to make things worse.
No. I don't want to. I'm not going to have any part of this.
Well, I was at Drake's.
Well, that's even worse. Golly, man. We're out there just crushing it. I mean, I don't know that you would have brought much to the table anyway.
This is fair. This is fair.
But, man, come on, bro. We got like four games left.
And I know.
You had perfect attendance up until last night.
I know.
Nikki got to drive a little green midget.
What?
You're not allowed to say that word.
No, he did.
Okay.
Yeah, it was like the car, not...
I understood that. Just, that word is banned.
All right.
Got to drive a little green person.
Midget. Anyway, just quick shout-out. There's a restaurant owner in the Norton Common area that may or may not be... a softball coach at a high school named Ballard Academy that went undefeated, won a state championship 2 days ago. So, y'all have a good one.
Softball Dad Dustin, I appreciate the call. Nikki, make sure that's in the sports center and we give some props. Let's take a quick commercial break. Middays with Marcus Maben on 939 The Ville. Middays with Marcus Maben. 8150,
939. I lied. I say it all the time. Nick, I'm going to go to bat for you here. I'm sorry, dude. I say all the time, I make this comment. I'm like, dude, we're probably the easiest show to run. But I'm wrong. If I was a producer, I would cuss Marcus out probably.
Between the hot waters?
Yes.
And
anybody who ever built an empire or changed the world set where you are right now. And it's because they sat there, they were able to do it. That's the truth. Children's admiration is important to you?
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
Well, I doubt they ever admired you, Bob.
Hey, asshole, aren't you supposed to be consoling me?
I'm not a shrink, Bob. I'm a wake-up call. You know why kids love athletes?
Oh, because they screw lingerie models.
No, that's why we love athletes. Kids love athletes. Because they follow their dreams.
Well, I can't dunk.
No, but you can cook.
What are you talking about?
Your resume says that you minored in French culinary arts. Most students, they work in the fryer at KFC, but you bust tables at Il Picador to support yourself. And then you get out of college, and you come and you work here. How much did they first pay you to give up on your dreams?
$27,000 a year.
And when were you going to stop and come back and do what makes you happy?
Good question.
I see guys who work at the same company for their entire lives, guys exactly like you. They clock in, they clock out, and they never have a moment of happiness. You have an opportunity here, Bob. This is a rebirth. Now, if not for you, do it for your children.
How many people just quit their jobs? People are like, we quit. We're out.
Sorry, that was a really good thing you pulled up. I thought we had to play it. And also, I scrambled during the commercial break to edit it and stuff. So
that was really good.
Did you enjoy that?
I did.
That was very good. That was a good call out of you. I didn't know about that scene until you brought it up. That was good.
I mean, did you hear that?
Yeah, very much. That was awesome.
How much did it cost you to give up on your dream?
Yeah.
Do you know that Kenny Payne is going to say that to a kid one day?
Yeah.
Listen, I offered you a chance to teach you, to give you all the tutelage on the planet. And you know what you said? You got to, I need $10,000 in guaranteed NIL money. Or I'll go to some jackass coach who doesn't know anything and doesn't know anybody. Listen, I've literally watched you send player after player to the NBA. Max deal players to the NBA for 15 years straight. They're 10 years straight. Literally, watch my own 2 hours. From the time I was 7 years old, you know, my mom and dad were talking about those one and dones at Kentucky that Kenny Payne was training. Mm-hmm. You're finally here at 18 years old, and you're one step away from doing what I've done for them.
Yeah.
And you're going to ask me about NIL. What $15,000? That's going to cost you. You're going to give up on your dream.
YouTube is muted.
That sucked.
Yeah.
That sucked. YouTube, I hate it for y'all.
Yeah.
You just missed some awesome stuff. But you get my point, Steve?
Yeah.
Like, that's what I thought of when we were talking about listening to people give up on their on their hopes and dreams just to, hey, I'm a realist. No, you're not.
Yeah.
No, you're not. You spend your time working, doing things you hate, talking about things that you don't like. You spend more time talking about being a Louisville critic than you do enjoying whatever's good about sports.
Yeah.
And it gets increasingly obvious, which is extremely disappointing to me. With that being said,
that was good though, man. That was good. Like I said, I mean, obviously, you know, I mean, when we talk about Kenny Payne and Kenny Payne talk last night, you know, and
season ticket,
yeah,
season ticket holder event.
People want to know what movie that was from.
I don't know, but it was awesome, wasn't it?
Firefighter said, "I just quit mid shift."
Well, if I'm you're sorry. Not, don't do that. Yeah, not firefighter.
Hey, we need you.
Yeah, this is a you have a sacrifice job. You're not allowed to just quit sacrifice jobs.
He said, dang, I've been working at the a truck plant for 26 years.
Don't give it away.
After listening to that, I'm ready to walk out. But no, it's like, but Kenny Payne says, listen, this is how I'm doing it. This is how I feel like it has to be done. Kenny Payne looked everybody right. Had a room in tears almost when he was talking about how much he cares about the kids and what he's trying to do. He doesn't give a piss about your Twitter rants. It just doesn't. He doesn't care. It's dude. This is how I'm doing it, man. This is how I believe it needs to be done. And like I said, you have thousands of people at every level, players, coaches, everything, that say, Yanni, trust this man. Trust this man how he does it.
Yeah, here we are 3 months in.
And 89 days on the job, we're questioning whether he knows what he's doing or not. I'm sorry, a very small portion, but a loud portion.
Nikki, do you remember the what KCD stands for? What we use it for in particular? When we're saying KCD, do you remember what we are in particular? I mean, it's not you saying it. This
Kentucky
is just
Country Day? No, Kentucky Joke Day, I remember.
Okay. Well, do you know?
Sorry, Nikki's doing this thing too. He did. Okay. He gave us a heads up.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Okay, sorry. Yeah.
So, I want people to know the inception of KCD.
Yeah.
It's not just a joke, a phrase, right?
Mm-hmm.
KCD, which I call Kentucky Choke Day, it started when I started looking at the players and noticing their change towards the end of the season, when the draft board started coming out, people.
Yeah.
I wasn't just talking about Kentucky losing and calling that a choke day. I was saying, Steve, look at these guys make the not make that extra pass in the late season.
You see that guy who doesn't average a lot, and they were talking about him being a first rounder, and now the noise is getting to that player. He came into the season, they were saying he was top five.
Yep.
Now they have him at 17. Hey, Steve, watch tonight. He's at 17 now on the draft boards. He's going to be selfish. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I watched those margins and the crispness of Kentucky. And listen, and keep in mind, all the while we knew those Harrison twin rumors. We'll just call it all rumors, you know, about payments and agreements and all that stuff, okay? So, because I don't want this to even be shade-looking conversation right now. This is not shade-style right. conversation. This is, I know what it's like to be on a team where they start, okay, when nobody's getting talked about getting drafted to when there's three people talking about getting drafted. You can see it. You can feel it. That, whoo.
Yep.
Oh, man.
Yep. Yep.
You passed me that ball all year.
Yep.
We've been running this same play all year. You swung that ball, man.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? You shot that ball today.
Yep.
So now we tournament time. Draft, predictions start coming out. You didn't kick that ball out.
Mm-mm.
That feel different. You can see it. So I say, up, Steve. Here it comes.
Yeah.
Here it comes, man. I see it year after year after year. That kid wants his money.
Yeah.
That kid is pissed off because he sees he wants his money. Guess what? Now he wants his money.
Yeah.
Guess who else saw that up close? Kenny Payne.
Mm-hmm.
Man. It's getting to him, y'all. Hey, y'all. You know, Cal's coaching. Kenny Payne said, hey, man. I can see it, y'all. Y'all are getting distracted. Now, again, I'm not in revisions. I'm just telling you with all the passion because I want you to see these things. I'm giving you my eyeballs. That extra pass that doesn't get done. Now, when you went out to Drake's early on in the year, you saw those two players together at Drake's or at somewhere at the bowling alley. Now you see your big 6'9" power forward. You see some, and I'm just going to generalize on this, okay? You see some well-dressed Jamie Valvano-looking guy. Instead of you seeing your players together, now you see Jamie's brother and Jalen Withers together. And you know what you say?
Nick and Jamie?
No, I'm sorry.
Or Nick and Jalen?
You see Jamie and Jalen Withers.
I'm like...
So look, so now when I used to see these two teammates,
Equus Jacks.
Look, no, you get what,
great
you,
food
what
too,
you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like you go from seeing two teammates hanging out
yeah.
to a clean cut white dude and one of your players hanging out. And you're like, I don't have to guess who that guy is. That's a potential agent. Now your rods are getting a little cleaner. You ain't spending much time in the gym. Now this weekend, we got 2 days off. Man, you went out to Cali? We still in the middle of season. You're not going to class because the agent's telling you, hey, man, you got to work out. Mm-hmm. Everybody else is working out while you're in class. You know, they don't. You can always come back in the summer, blah, blah, blah. The whole machine breaks down.
Yeah.
So if Kenny Payne can't lock in with your parents, can't lock in and money not be a conversation. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Nolan Smith came straight in here, and he said the number one thing that we're asking every player is why. Why are you going to ignore the NIL for the NBA? What do we have to do to get you not to be distracted by the NIL?
Yeah.
That why of your sister, this $15,000 that's going to make you happy is not going to change your generational curse. I can change the generational curse. Your $15,000, $20,000 to go play at this school is going to get you a car and knock off a couple of bills. But buying in here is going to change your family's wealth pattern. These are real things.
Yeah.
I tell this story once a year. This is one of the most important things that ever happened in my life. Michael Maben, put a letter in that little crappy basket my family sent me off to college with. I love them. Steve. Mm-hmm. They sent me with the old school,
yeah,
two towels, clock, couple bars of soap, toothpaste. It just, it's the most pathetic.
Just nice little, good luck.
Yeah. Go get him, Tiger.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm going to a top 25 university to play basketball, and y'all gave me two towels and a clock,
yeah,
an alarm clock.
And good luck, bro.
And look, a notebook and three pens. But listen, Steve, on top of that little hamper that they sent me off with,
yeah,
my dad left a note.
It was a hamper, too.
It was a hamper. Yeah, yeah, it was a laundry basket. And on that hamper, my dad left a note. And he said, wait till you get there and you've been up there for a while and you get comfortable, yep, then read the note.
Mm-hmm.
I read the note, Nikki. He said, the one advice I can give you is delayed gratification. Sacrifice what you want right now for what you want big picture. That's going to be the answer to your success.
Yeah.
Hold off on what you want now for the big picture. Kenny Payne is trying to give you that letter that Michael Maven Sr. gave to me. Now, sometimes I listened.
Yeah, sure,
and
sure.
Sometimes I didn't. But you get the point.
Yeah.
This whole thing is about delayed gratification.
Well, and I mean, I even say to a fan, I mean, you know, I told you yesterday, I said, you know, it's times like these where doing radio is a blessing and a curse. I said, because doing it, I have to go through the journey. You know, I have to face the journey head on. You know, if I wasn't doing radio, my response would be this. Somebody was like, man, you worried? Hey, man, everybody freaking out, dude. Listen, come talk to me in November when we've signed the top five class for 23. All these, and then people start realizing all these dudes can come back. We're probably, you know, Sidney Curry probably goes pro. We're going to come back. We're going to be not top 10. Yeah, yeah, you know, everybody going to be happy. Like, I'm not. I'm whatever. And I think the majority of people, that's what you're doing. You're going, hey, I got to enjoy this season, man. Let's see what he can do with these dudes, you know. Let's see. Hey, and offseason's not over yet. Let's see. You know, he might add a piece. You know, you never know. Like, we'll see. But I'm trusting that he's going to get the piece if he adds one. That is what we need. Not saying every single guy that chose another school was a
NIL,
was a Louisville chose, yeah, not to take him guy. I don't think Malachi Smith was that. I think Malachi Smith went to Gonzaga because for him, he went out there, he said, look, it's the best situation and we're going to be a preseason number one team. And I think I can start for this team.
Yep.
I don't think there was anything wrong there other than that. So you just lost him.
Yep.
You know, yep, like, yep, to a better situation. So, okay.
Or you lost the NIL.
You know, well, no, I'm yeah, just saying, I don't think, you know.
Yeah, all of them are. Yeah.
That was the case. But it's just, it's like, hey, man, I think most people would say that, you know. Now, again.
And it's got, like I say, I think the risk-reward of gratification level of knowing that I get to coach a team full of guys, yeah, who are in here and maybe took less money to be here, quote-unquote, take less money,
sure,
to be here is going to have a different. Okay, it goes back to, okay, I know the sacrifice you made. My door is open for life.
Yeah.
My door is open. Look, yeah, I mess with you. I know you made a sacrifice to believe in me.
Period. Yeah.
Yeah. Just
and
our 20-year bond,
yeah,
is going to outlive this NIL bond or this,
yeah,
you know, how much playing time you going to make sure I get.
Yeah, I mean, and it's just like, dude, like, I'm just not arguing that. I mean, bless his soul, Mark Blankenbaker right now. I mean, he's either he's in a sports funk or he's slowly turning into Andy Sweeney. It's one of the two. And it was
I think it's two.
Listen.
He's finally been infected.
I mean, he was so aggravated yesterday, and I said, Mark, he got a 5-star down there on campus now. And his response was, oh, another big. Like, hey, bro, I ain't got nothing to say. I don't know what. Okay, conversation's over. Like, you know, I mean, but if we're sitting here in November and he's landed the number one player, another 5-star, then.
My thing, you say that. My thing is, if Mark was always like that, I wouldn't even bat an eyelash, right? But I got to be honest, y'all. I listen to Mark. I've been barking about our quarterback room being hollow. Right?
Yeah.
When I bark about my quarterback room being hollow, you know what Mark says? Well, we got a guy coming in 2023. It's football. You tackle and hit people in football. Your response to we need more quarterback for my last 3 years is we're recruiting a guy next year. In basketball, we got the crystal ball for the number one point guard in all of the United States of America.
Who just happens to be the number one player or two, if right. You know, according to some.
Right, and you push off Satterfield B.I. because he got a top quarterback coming in. But you don't give Kenny Payne any slack on that. I'm like, Mark, what are you turning into? And I'm like, in that sport, the quarterback touches the ball every single offensive possession. In my sport, everybody can run a little point sometimes.
Yeah, so like if you hear us get spicy or something every once in a while, it's like,
we can go on an 18-point run.
I'm not arguing that.
Listen,
man.
Steve, we can go on an 18-point run in basketball and the point guard not touch the ball twice.
Yeah.
In football, you're not scoring anything without the quarterback touching the football in the last 3 years.
Right.
Hey, Mark, like, what are you doing here?
So it's just
what you turning into?
And I'm just not arguing that, man.
I am because I feel like I'm saving the world.
Steve. Yeah, so it's like
I feel like I'm saving the world one human at a time.
Right, right. Kenny Payne said some things last night. We'll get to in the second hour. One of the things he said is this is one. He talks scheduling, which was interesting, and it's one of those where you've got to. You got to kind of bite it and say, okay, I believe you. I trust you, you know?
I'm curious because I don't know the details of a lot of things that were said.
Yeah.
And I didn't trust the sources that were coming to me.
Yeah. So we're waiting.
You're getting dangerously close.
I saw your eyes getting like, come on.
Just wait. Just a waiting.
Middays with Marcus Maybin on 99 The Ville. Now that sports have officially kicked off, there's only four things missing from your playbook. Four Pegs. Looking for great smoked wings? Four Pegs. Looking for juicy barbecue and award-winning chili? Four Pegs. If you're just looking for some cold craft, tap, can, or bottled beer? Four Pegs. And the best part about Four Pegs is it's right around the corner at 1053 Goss Avenue in Germantown. So you better get over there fast because the word is spreading. And while you're over there, be sure to ask about their food truck and other catering services.
Download the ESPN Louisville app. Search ESPN Louisville for streaming, podcasts, and the latest program schedule.
This is SportsCenter.
Good morning. I'm Nick Valvano. The SportsCenter update brought to you by Great Flood Brewing Company. Mention ESPN Louisville for a discount on your next appetizer. Yesterday on The Drive with Mark Ennis, Danny Manning joined the program, talked a little bit about what some of the goals have been this offseason for Cardinal men's hoops.
We're not looking ahead. We're not trying to figure out what's down the road. We're trying to win every possession. And that's the mindset that we're incorporating with these guys and all the drills that we're doing, the attention to detail. We're taxing these guys. We're putting them through a really good workout, and they're really having to dig down deep to fight through it. And that's the message to all those guys. Hey, we know it's tough. It's supposed to be tough, but we want to know that you're going to be able to fight through adversity as we continue to move forward.
That full interview can be found on the podcast Center, ESPNLouisville.com. In the NBA, former Cardinal and current Charlotte Hornet Montrezl Harrell facing a felony drug charge in Kentucky after police said they found 3 pounds of marijuana in his car during a traffic stop. This initially reported by the Charlotte Observer. Harrell was pulled over by a Kentucky state trooper near Richmond around 10 a.m. on May 12th. Wrapping up on the diamond, the Reds, they topped the D-backs 5-4 last night. They'll wrap that series today with Arizona 9-10. Coverage will begin over on ESPN 680 105.7. More middays next. This is SportsCenter.
This is Lamar.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200-plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.